It's been a while since I fell asleep while I'm up here.
And if you do, it'll be a while after it happens again, too.
That's probably true. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to take time to hear what the Lord is saying. And last week we started talking our way through this the Psalm 23, which has been considered the pearl of the Psalms. So many people has brought great hope, great encouragement, life when they listen to what God has to say to us and the way that God leads us, because God leads us like a shepherd does. And it's good. It's so good when he leads us. So what did we learn last week? We learned that God is not a troublemaker. Can you say an amen? That God is not a troublemaker. He's not out there just causing trouble in your lives just for fun.
The devil does that.
Yeah. God is our shepherd, and when we allow him to lead us, when we allow him to be our God, he makes sure that we have all that we would need. David told us that God's got me. God's got you. Do you believe that?
Yes. Amen.
Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. If God is involved, he's got you exactly where he wants you right now. That takes faith. That's a hard thing and a hard pill to swallow, to go, my life's kind of hard right now. Are you saying God's got me in this? Yep. And he can take you out of it. And he will take you out of it. Because God doesn't just leave you in a certain spot. God moves you around. He takes you to the next places. We're going to walk through this psalm intentionally. Because this psalm actually speaks about God's care in a very powerful and profound way. God is always leading you. God is always watching over you. And he will make sure that you are not lacking any good thing. We're going to dig deeper into what the kind of care that God does provide his people. Verse 1, which is what we looked at last week, is a summary statement of who God is, our shepherd. And with him we have all that we need. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's read it once more. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. I like that we're talking about some of these things. Because there are these moments where we forget just how good God is. And that he does have good intentions for you. Today we're going to look at verse 2. And verse 2 has been such a source of hope and joy for many as they've looked at the psalm. What you see as you walk your way through verse 2 is that God provides. God is uniquely qualified to look after you. Last week we talked about how God is there for every moment of our lives, but it's not something that we always are aware of. And here's the truth, is that God as our shepherd is physically providing the sheep with what they need, not just to survive, but to thrive. You see, the shepherd doesn't just want his sheep to live. He wants them to reproduce. He wants them to create good wool. He wants them to be strong. And those are the things that God wants of us. To be strong. To be whole. Not just to sort of make it to heaven. He wants us to be strong. What does a shepherd get paid for? He gets paid for healthy, strong sheep with good wool. If they don't have that, he's not going to be a shepherd very long. So his job is to look after the sheep. And God wants all of us to thrive, to grow, to experience life and life to the full. My essential thought here is that God doesn't just want you to get by. He wants you to live. And live life to the full. Look at that. Zephaniah says this. Zephaniah 3 verse 17 says, "For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love he will calm all of your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs." That's who our shepherd is. He lives among us. He calms our fears. He rejoices over you. Do you know that God rejoices over you? He looks at you and he goes, "I love you." This is who our shepherd is. He is personal, powerful, and he is in the midst of our lives rejoicing over us. God is uniquely able to care for you because he knows you. He has always known you. Doesn't matter how far along the continuum you are. God knows you and God loves you. And he has been caring for you day after day after day. God delights over the people of his pasture. You are not a burden all the time. He takes care of you because he loves you. Let's take a look at Psalm 23, verse 2. "He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams." You know, when I read that, I can see it. Can you see it? I think about those green fields. Whoop. Think about green fields. Doesn't that look like a great place to run? Nice place where you can enjoy. Doesn't that, wouldn't you just be a great, put a little blanket out there, a little picnic and great time, maybe kick a soccer ball around? You see Shrek, okay.
What was the farmer thing?
Quiet meadow. Not only that, I could see the peaceful streams. Where the water flows. And I just get this picture of serenity and peace where the sheep are given exactly what they need. They're led to the exact place where they can grow and thrive in the presence of their shepherd. He knows them perfectly and exactly what they need, and he takes them to these green pastures and peaceful streams. Our God is a God who provides. That's the emphasis that David would want us to know, is to know that in everything, God is a God who provides. God, as shepherd, meets his needs. God is our provider. And it's the way that God has revealed himself through the scriptures, whether it's in Genesis 22, where Abraham names this place Yahweh Yireh, which means the Lord will provide. To this day, people use the name as a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. God provides. God loves it when people recognize his unique ability to meet your needs. Abraham recognized it was God who held the keys for his existence and his future. And as our shepherd, God provides so much for us. Let's talk about some of these things. First, he lets me rest in green meadows. Most of us rush on to the next part of this verse, talking about the green meadows, peaceful streams. And David knows this, sheep need rest. And it's something that the shepherd must provide. Philip Keller wrote a book called A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. And in that book, he says that sheep need four things so that they can lie down and sleep. First, they need to be free of fear. They must know that the predators are gone. Second, they must be free of friction, that there are no bullies in the flock. Three, free of pests, no ticks, parasites, or flies that irritate. And finally, free of hunger. They won't lie down until their hunger has been satiated. They don't lie down of their own volition. They have a lot of needs that must be met before they take a nap. The shepherd must reassure them, take care of these things. It's why he leads them to a peaceful pasture so that they can eat and then sleep. You see, the shepherd provides rest. He offers them a place where they can be refreshed. I think it's important that God wants his people to actually rest. To enjoy this life and not to always be busy. It's not, you know, God doesn't want you to just be running around busy, 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 busy. There are times that God just says, you know what? Rest. You need to slow down. Sometimes we think God wants us to be busy all the time. There are also times that we think, oh, I just sacrifice myself right now and in the future I'll rest. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes we go, well, I need to make more money and give of myself right now and then eventually I'll get to retire. But the truth of the matter is that our shepherd has these moments where he makes his sheep lie down and rest. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He makes me rest. God wants all of us to be healthy. He wants us to be whole. And in order to do that, that means sometimes you need to rest. God wants his people to rest. You know, God, the shepherd doesn't want his sheep just run, right? The shepherd knows that if he just runs them ragged, they won't reproduce, they won't create good wool, they'll just be tired and wore out all the time. He wants his people to be energized and reinvigorated. God isn't interested in having us run and run and run until we break down. He wants us to enjoy the journey. He wants us to thrive. When I was reading through this verse, doing some studying, the Hebrew wording is actually driving at something more active than just lets. It's more forceful. It says makes. It says the shepherd makes me rest in green meadows. And sometimes God has to do that. Where he says, you know what? It's time for you to rest. You've been pushing and pushing and pushing. Guess what? It's time to rest. Sometimes God allows us to rest of our own volition and where the onus is on us to take a break, and he will give us opportunities to be refreshed. But if we don't, God will forcibly make you get rest. And guess what? That's a part of his loving kindness and compassion because he knows you need rest. A few months ago, I talked about how God led Israel through the wilderness. And we talked about all the places that they actually stopped. And it was important that they had times of refreshing. Each one of us needs those times of refreshing where God helps us, where he strengthens us, where he brings us the peace that we need. God wants his people to stop and breathe. We are often so destination-focused. We're so goal-oriented. We say, I just want to get to the end of the journey. And God says, no, it's time to go into the green pastures and rest. That's what you need to do right now. Psalm 3, verse 5, I lay down and slept, yet I woke in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. God can watch over you while you rest. You know, God can take care of things. You know, we think sometimes, I got to hold on to it all. I got to hold on to all this, and if I don't, everything will just go. God is a perfect shepherd. And he's holding everything in place. And he can hold things in together while you rest, because that's what he wants for you. Let go and let God minister. God is the one who wants you to rest. When I think about rest, it's definitely about physical rest. Some of us have a hard time stopping and relaxing, and maybe God just needs to make you. But secondly, there's also mental rest. How many of you have hard things on your mind? How many of you are dealing with difficult things and difficult situations? You know what God does? He's not just concerned about your physical bodies. He's concerned about your brain, your mental realities. He can give you rest in your mind. How about in your soul? Is your soul weary? Are you weak and heavy laden? You know, sometimes our souls are weary. We've been carrying a lot of things. And we need God to come and give us the rest. You know, Jesus said this, and it, well, that's not 11:28. It's 11:28. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Total rest. That's not just one area. There's three different areas. God wants us to rest. When was the last time you gave God all of your troubles? When was the last time you rested and allowed the shepherd to carry you? There's a time and a place where God just wants to love on you and let you enjoy these green meadows. The truth is that sheep that are burdened and tired don't produce fine quality wool. They don't produce or care for their children properly. There is a place for us to trust in the Lord and allow him to look after us. Secondly, he lets me rest in green meadows. The Hebrew here talks about fresh, tender grass. It's the best. Where does the shepherd put us up? At a bonanza buffet. No, maybe not the banana. Maybe you don't know. Bonanza buffet. Maybe the old Golden Corral. I don't know. Mr. Mike's. God brings you to the best places to eat. Let's talk about this. This fresh, tender grass talks about the quality of the food that is supplied for the sheep. The shepherd leads his flock to the best places, to the choicest places. What we learn is that God provides nourishment for his flock. He is capable of meeting your every need. He knows, the shepherd knows where the best food sources are. He's been scouting and he knows where his flock need to go. God does that for you. The sheep that follow the shepherd trust him. They dine on tender grass and are able to enjoy it. The lying down is actually important too, because the sheep will not digest when they're walking. They need to lie down and allow the digestion process to work. And what they also do is they regurgitate it and they chew it again, and then they're satisfied. Yeah, they regurgitate it, they chew their cud. You know, chew the cud? Yeah. Great. Great picture, Matt. Thanks. But the shepherd provides them space and time to rest and enjoy. He gives them exactly what they need. God is such a good shepherd to us. He provides for our daily bread. He nourishes us and makes sure our needs are met. Most of the time we're so distracted by everything else that's going on in the world that we don't even stop and say, thank you, God, for leading me. On Saturday, I took a moment to review the sermon, and I was left with the idea that God's provision is perfect. You know, we often look around and go, I need more. I want more. But God knows exactly what his people need at the right moment that they need it. God is infinitely personal and intimate with us. He knows exactly what you need right now. If you need rest, he's willing to give you rest. If you're hungry, he's willing to take care of those needs. He knows where the choice grass is, where the next meadow stop is, where you can rest and refresh, where you can take in everything that you're needing right now. God is looking after you. And you might say, I'm empty. I don't see it. Trust in the shepherd. I don't know where he's leading you. Maybe that choice meadow is just over the next hill. Maybe that breakthrough that you're hoping for is just over the horizon. God provides perfect nourishment and care. He gives you what you need. And not only does God give you the perfect food, he also helps you when you go to the Word of God. He actually speaks exactly what you need. We're supposed to feast on this Word of his. And you know, it will nourish places in your heart that you didn't know that you needed. There are times that your heart and your soul will ache for the things of God. And you know, there's those times where you open up the Bible and it's exactly what you needed. God does that. He leads you to the greenest grasses where you can feed on his word. Jeremiah 15, verse 16, when I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my delight, for I bear your name. When we take that word, it gets inside of us and it helps us. It speaks life. Sometimes God leads you. And if we feed on other things other than God's word, it can be actually detrimental. In the Middle East, there's this grass called goat's grass. And it is as green as grass can get. But one problem, if the sheep eats goat's grass, it will kill them within 24 hours. And only a trained shepherd knows the difference, and it's those places that he allows them to eat. God knows exactly what you need right now. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. God provides the greatest refreshment for his people. Have you ever realized, like when it's hot outside and you're working or you're walking or you're running, how good is it to get a glass of water? It just hits. Think about being in the Middle East where it's even hotter than it, well, doesn't take much today. But having a water source isn't just good, it is necessary. The shepherd is concerned with making sure that his flocks cool down, that they rest, that they drink, that they hydrate. For this purpose, he leads them beside peaceful streams. I was looking into this because I thought, well, don't they just like water? You know that their sheep are scared of everything? They are afraid of everything. They can't swim, and so the sound of rushing water makes them very anxious and nervous. They don't want to get swept away. The noise of a rushing water is enough to make the flock stampede, and they will never go anywhere near a fast water or creek. Even if the water is as fresh and as tasty as can be, they would rather drink from a mud hole that is filled with bugs and parasites because it doesn't scare them. Think about that for a moment. Instead of pure, clean water, they will avoid it if it's going too fast. Instead of perfect, clean, good water, they will choose gross water that's convenient. For that reason, another perfect provision of the shepherd comes to the forefront. He knows where there are rivers that are calm and cool. And if there isn't one nearby, he will actually go make a dam upstream so that he can create a leisurely brook for his sheep to drink. Sheep are 70% water and need a lot of water to survive. Thus, the shepherd would always have his work cut out for him. He's always looking out for his sheep. And you know what? God does that for us. He is always looking ahead for what you need when you need it. Sometimes we look at situations, we go, I don't know, God. I don't know how you're going to fix this one. The best shepherds know the terrain so well, they know where they're going to lead their sheep next. They know what's around the next corner. We don't. And that's why we have to trust our shepherd. We need water to survive. But when it really comes to living and thriving that we need to, we don't just need physical water. We need spiritual water. We need the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to guide us. John 7, verse 37 says this. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me, and anyone who believes in me can come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart." When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. Those that have the Spirit will never thirst and will not lose their way. Many of the issues we face in our lives are because we're out of sync with God. We've stopped looking at the shepherd, and instead of trying to fix all of our problems ourselves, we're trying to meet all of our needs by ourselves. And God says, trust me. He says, trust me. I know what you need. I know what you really need. If you need rest, I'll give you rest. If you're hungry, I'll feed you. And if you're thirsty, I'll give you a drink that will satisfy your deepest needs. God provides perfectly. Always. And we need to be like David, who go, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need." Let's pray. Lord,